This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Top 5 at 5, sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Well, as always, we're monitoring a lot of situations here at WIP, always monitoring what our fellow coworkers are doing and saying. And right now, I got the 5 situations we're currently monitoring here at WIP. Starting at number 5, me and Spike, back to back, right about Jalen. I mean, it was this time of the season. You know, 3 weeks ago, we were cooking. You know, and then we got cooked for a couple weeks there with the perfect passer rating game the Giants game. And then Spike and Jack, idiots, back on the upswing. This is the current battle, you know, me and Spike versus the world. Come on, man.
Look at you trying to rope me in.
No, you know why I do that?
Why?
Because you always try to separate yourself from me, and I'm not letting you do it. We're on this ship together, pal.
That's a good point by him.
Yeah, he acts like he's Switzerland in there.
Not Switzerland. But the difference between you and me.
I'm sober.
Is that. What?
No, I mean, Jalen's sober.
Oh, right.
Yeah. People forget that.
Is that I call him like I see him.
What do I do?
You're one track minded.
You actively want him to fail, and I don't think I sit in that spot that you do.
Don't let him put you in that seat.
Yeah, don't let baby put you in the corner.
Now look, I do think what I think about him as a player, that is for sure. But I'm not in the same.
And neither am I, because I'm Jalen sober.
Well, you're not really.
I'm calling it like I see him.
No, you're not.
And this has been an exciting week.
Okay.
The fourth situation we're monitoring here at WIP is whether or not, you know, Joe DeCamera, he's taking this basketball trash talk to a new level.
He's still talking about it?
He is still talking about it. So over the weekend, I was at Scott Key of Limerick, beautiful Scott Key of Limerick, shooting some hoops a little bit.
He
saw the video. Nah. By the way, pretty crisp stroke, if we're going to be honest. And he tried to compare it to Ben Simmons, you know.
Well, he had a point. No, he had a point.
Totally fair. Yeah. You know, it's all good. But then he made a weird thing here. Just listen to what he said this morning talking about it.
Yeah, I would not hold the, what's the thing? Hold the breath? I wouldn't hold the breath on that one.
But you need to one-up
him. I'll one-up his ass on the court. I'll freaking 10 up his ass.
Damn.
All right? That actually sounded a little weird.
I got
a
little. Did you roll that?
Whoa.
Yeah, that was aggressive.
Yeah, you act like you've been there before.
Yeah. You guys playing basketball or something else?
Well, I'm talking about like trash talking.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
You imagine you're out there in the football field, like, I'm going to 10 up your head. Like, what?
Yeah.
You just turn around, like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
No.
Well, you know what it is? I don't really think he's that great at trash talking. Is that his way of trash talking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be in an aggressive way?
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm starting to get nervous that you'll lose to him again.
Uh-oh.
Why?
I don't know.
He saw your shot.
No, no, the shot looked fine.
How many takes did that make?
That was one take.
One take, Jake?
Yeah, come on, man.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, you're out there playing Steiny. I mean, come on, man.
Talk about backing someone down.
Yeah.
We haven't brought up the Steinberg toss in a while to Mailata.
Oh, yes.
He thinks we forgot.
Well, it seems like he's been a bit of a sour mood recently. Maybe when if Jordan comes in, has a great game, he's laughing, whatever, then I'll be like, hey, can we toss Steiny if you guys win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it hasn't been appropriate.
Yeah. I imagine Steiny playing you one-on-one basketball is like that Jeff Van Gundy where he's holding on to the leg of the...
Larry Johnson.
Yeah, of Larry Johnson's leg. During the fight, that's
no,
what I
was. That,
was it
was
morning?
That Lonzo Mourning?
I think it was morning.
Might have been Lonzo Mourning.
Yeah, I think it was morning.
The third situation we're monitoring here at WIP is whether or not Hugh Douglas is Insider of the Year. I mean, every day.
That's a good point there.
Oh, he might have cooked.
Listen. Yeah. Recklessly speculating his way to the top of Insider of the Year.
That's true.
Yeah. I never thought that we'd see the day.
Yeah, you know? How about Hugh?
He's certainly in line for the belt this week.
He is. Yeah, holy moly.
And by the way, speaking of Insider of the Year, this thing is shaping up nicely.
Oh, yeah, we had McLean report today. We have D. Gunn this week.
We had Clarkie last week versus Sal Powell.
Well, Sal Powell's got to get credit. But yeah, the rankings are tomorrow.
I know. I can't wait for the rankings.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Elliot
is warmed up.
Mm. I couldn't tell where Elliot was at today.
He's in a difficult spot right now.
Yeah.
Because he knows he's hitched his wagon to the they just win thing. But also, he's got eyes.
Right.
You know, and also, he knows we're right about the reports being bad for the team, but also he knows it's good for content. I think he cares about content more than the Eagles.
Nah, that's true.
You know, yeah, it's hard to figure Elliot out right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a lot of mixed emotions going on right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's an ally of mine right now.
Well, he's never really an ally.
That's true. It was kind of like a partnership just because we kind of shared the same vision here.
Yes.
Which is a mistake of mine.
But then we're also monitoring his questions in press conferences.
Well, yesterday was disgraceful.
The quality of them has been horrible.
Hey, Nick, how good are you?
Why are you the best?
Yeah, why are you the best?
Well, listen, he can't go in there hardcore every week.
McLean goes in there hardcore every week.
Well, no, I remember they had the Laugh Fest, too.
They did have the Chuckle Fest.
And one thing to monitor, tomorrow night on ESPN at 6 o'clock, he is having Brandon Lee Gouten on. BLG is not a Sirianni guy at all.
Oh, he's been crushing Sirianni.
No, he's been crushing Sirianni for years.
How's that going to work out?
So him versus Elliot on Sirianni.
Come on.
I need BLG to just go right in on Sirianni. I don't care what Elliot starts the show with. Just you versus Elliot on Sirianni. I need it. By the way, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Second situation we're monitoring here at WIP is whether the Broad should be able to keep his job after a little... F-bomb slipped out on the air.
What?
On Friday night.
What?
Really?
Yep. When talking about not the Flyers.
Oh.
Not Jalen.
Oh.
Talking about Mike and Ikes. Here's the audio.
So good, man. Do you know what? It's off track. Mike and Ikes. Oh, they need more love.
Oh,
what happened?
Mike and
Growing
Ikes.
Up, they were it.
I am a Mike and Ikesman. I love you. Em. Get it in the box.
God.
You open up the box and then you go no hands.
What?
Wow.
So good.
Did I just do that?
No. Hey.
That was the first time. I've been on Mike and Ikes. Dude.
It's like.
Holy cow. He thought he was on his YouTube channel.
I mean, what was he even saying?
Yeah, what is he talking about?
Did he just let the F word fly?
Yeah.
Like
it, willy-nilly.
He thought he was on his YouTube channel.
I thought about Mike and Ikes. Dropping F-bombs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that says? He was being serious. He really felt that way about Mike and Ikes.
Yeah.
It's a good candy, but relax.
A little. Keep your job.
Can you play it again? Sorry, Jack. It's...
Holy cow.
What's he doing? You can't be dropping F-bombs if you're hosting an afternoon drive.
Well, yeah, I know. And by the way, with this noise at the beginning, when him and Alex Call are talking about the Mike Max, I mean, you listen to that as well.
So good, man. Do you know what? Off track. Mike and Ikes. Oh, they need more love.
Oh,
what happened?
Mike and
Growing up, they were it.
I am a Mike and Ikesman. I love
them.
You get it in the box. You open up the box and then you go no hands.
No hands.
Oh, you didn't let the end
of
it light. Oh,
so good.
Did I just do that?
No.
Hey. That was the first time. I've been
Mike
on the
Mike.
Dude.
It's Mike and Ike's.
Also.
Yes.
If you're listening to this, the WIP, and you're in a different city, you want to put something on the air where you just have every version of the local accent between Alex Call and Broads. Alex Call is in there going, Mike and Ike's. And Broads is like, yeah.
Love them.
Yeah, it sounded like an episode of Task. Everybody's talking that. Yo, Mike and Ike's, what do you think?
It really did. It really did. But the number one situation we're monitoring here at WIP, usually Robbie E, is the voice of reason on this radio station.
Oh, no.
But over the weekend, we got dirty Robbie E.
Whoa!
I'm talking about the A.J. Brown situation.
He makes reference to last year. Yeah, we got the ring. It's not last year. We have to understand this is a new team, a new, you know, orgasm here. Orgasm? Organism?
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Orgasm. Organism. Oh, my God.
What?
Whoa.
I mean, come on, Robbie.
What is going on around here?
I think we've influenced everybody else.
I think we have.
Everybody's trying to be edgy now.
Edgy Robbie E? Yeah. What was that?
Holy moly.
Yeah. I didn't even come up with that. I was like, where does that even fit in at?
No idea.
I think he meant organism. I think he's talking about this year versus last year.
Yes.
Can you play it again?
He makes reference to last year. Yeah, we got the ring. It's not last year. We have to understand this is a new team, a new, you know, orgasm here. Orgasm? Organism?
Oh, boy.
Orgasm! Organism. Oh, my God.
Wow. You know, speaking of which... If you go to BlueChew.com and you use code 94, your first month is going to be free. Maybe you have Robbie E. in your ear.
How about that?
You never know. If that doesn't work, BlueChew can help with their chewables. Their chewables solve, you know, it's not going to solve every issue you have in your life, but if there's one in the bedroom where you're not quite as, you know, as potent, as you used to be.
What a word.
If you're not as potent as you used to be, the Blue Chew, the chewables that Blue Chew sends you can help you get there. And they want to make it easy on you. First way it's easy is your first month is free with code 94. Jack's paying for it. All you pay for is the shipping, like $5. Second way it's easy is it's all done at the website, meaning that you don't have to make a doctor's appointment. You don't have to wait for the doctor's appointment. You don't have to have an awkward conversation with a doctor. No. Mm-mm. They don't want you doing that. Mm-mm. Do it at BlueChew.com. Meaning it's easy in that you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. No. They make it. They ship it direct in the USA. It comes into your mailbox. It arrives in your mailbox in a discreet
hard
package.
Holy cow.
Sorry. Robbie E. made me do it.
He really did?
Okay, go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. Your first month is free, and then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times roll.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
215-592-9494.
That's horrible.
Well, it didn't end. That's the problem. Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that one. Is that the first time, that one?
No. You
didn't sip it all night? Can you play it again? We got to hear it. Saying zip it?
It does say, it sounds like sip it all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
And zipping it also doesn't make sense.
Maybe sip it makes sense for battle.
What do you mean?
A little sip.
Nah.
Her dust in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Spike, Spritzy, what's going on, fellas? How are you?
What's up, Dustin?
What's up, Dustin?
Spritz, you guys are playing basketball, right? Because the sounds of it, I'm not sure if the camera thinks you're playing basketball or hide the pickle, dude.
Whoa. Let's relax.
Chocolate would be happy. How about that, dude? How about that? I don't know if you want to back down. I don't think you want to play the big man game in that game, Jack. You might have
No. Yeah,
he wants still going.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he wants to stay around the perimeter if that's the way that
face
Joe
up
wants,
shooting,
wants
face
to
the
approach
basket,
it.
Yes.
Yep.
He tends to be very physical down low, dude. I'd stick away from him, Jack.
Yep.
Dude, Spike, Ike, it's a sad week in sports, man.
Why is that?
What happened? Look at that app? You guys take a look at that app, dude? That little weasel back there squeaked one out this week.
Didn't squeak one out. You scored 80 points.
You beat Dustin.
You wiped the floor with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Dustin's been a big yapper all season long. You lost a little old jacket.
122-83.
83. What a loser performance. Were you playing in the wind?
Oh, man. Talk about a wet noodle performance, fellas. That was horrible.
He's still going.
I picked up. Man. I can't believe I lost that friggin' little weasel, dude.
Yeah. Well, you're still in playoff position, right?
Yeah.
Playoff position. They don't play for the champ. We're talking playoffs right now, Spike. I'm talking championship.
Well,
I don't want playoffs.
Well, I don't know. There's a couple strong teams. Who's the guy that has the best team? It's
Marcus.
Not you. Marcus.
Yeah,
right.
He still has only lost one game.
He put together a nice little squad over there.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens come playoff time. You never know.
All right.
I think Spike's making a nice little run. Ike, I think you're done, brother. But Spike,
thank you.
Coming up. I got too many puns going.
Yeah, relax.
Take a breather.
Again.
I listen to Conklin. I hear Tommy. I hear Tornado. And I just want to be a part of the show, fellas. That's all it is.
That's fine.
I mean? You are a part of the show.
Yeah, Tommy's not doing all this sex stuff. Relax.
He likes to talk about his lunch meat.
Yeah, gabagool.
That's the greatest poem of all time. I made my mom listen to it the other night.
It's a great poem. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool.
There it is.
So when you feel like an idiot,
eat the gabagool.
There you go.
What does he say? It's a type of smoked ham or something like
that? He goes, sometimes in life, we all play the fool. When you feel like an idiot, eat the gabagool. What's the gabagool? It's a certain type of ham.
Oh, man, dude, he's great, dude. He's great. But listen, I want to get a sports line. I never get to talk sports with you.
Well, it's on you.
I know. I had too much fun. It's like, like I said the other day, it's like talking with the boys, fellas. It's great, man. Better than a lot of TV shows, I'll tell you that, dude. That's how entertaining the show is. But listen, nobody's talking about this. Did you see how many times Adoree, and I ripped on him all year. You see how many times he guarded Amara St. Brown?
Adoree? I saw it somewhere. Was it like five or six? How many times was it?
Yeah, listen, ready?
Yeah.
11 times he guarded him. He got targeted five times. He had one reception for 9 yards. If they can get that type of performance out of him, not even every game, every other game, they're going to win another Super Bowl.
I can't buy it.
No way.
Jared Goff was throwing the ball. Yeah. It wasn't even close to these guys.
I'm not buying it.
You put Phillips on that defensive line, they're going to get pressure on every quarterback they play this year. You know what I mean? Like that. I think adding Phillips to that defensive line and getting the amount of pressure that you get on him is going to affect our defensive back so much more. And I absolutely could not stand Adoree Jackson. When Jair Alexander decided to retire, I thought he was going to be like the second coming for us. Like, I thought, we finally got a quarterback in here. It's going to be great. But the more and more you think about it, Adoree Jackson was an all-pro defensive back when he was with the Giants. Like, he was at one point.
No, he wasn't.
Maybe not an all-pro, but he was considered a let's say top 10 cornerback in the league.
Top
10 corner in the NFC East.
Yeah, I think he started 6 games last year for the Giants.
I think their defense is too good right now. And I know what you're saying, Spike, about the offense not being able to score. Well, another thing nobody's talking about is what happened to Stoutland University, dude. Every time, I know they're backups, but they're going in and they're not performing what we're used to. So you can't really blame Saquon for the type of performance he's having this year. I think a lot of blame needs to go towards that offensive line. I think that's like a real problem in the near future. And they got to figure out what they're going to do with Lane, because I don't know how many more years they get out of him.
This might be – thanks for the call, Dustin. I mean, this could be – you don't want to see it end on an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Lane was talking about retiring before the year, and we asked him about it. I think the Boys one?
Bussin' with the Boys.
And then we asked him about it, and he sort of doubled down on it. I just wanted to make sure. Adoree Jackson has never made a Pro Bowl, never All-Pro.
That was completely made up.
Yeah, 3 interceptions in 10 years. So.
Yeah, I don't know what Dustin's talking about.
That was completely made up.
No. Was he all pro?
No.
He's probably trying to explain this logic to the 9-year-olds he's in the fantasy football league with, and they're like, that makes a lot of sense, Dustin.
I'll give credit to Adoree Jackson for not, you know, he didn't have a bad game, obviously, but I can't look at his stats versus Amon-Ra St. Brown in that game, having watched that game and seeing Jared Goff, the passes thrown were all over the place. Yeah.
And it was cold.
It was very cold.
So it's nothing worse for the far wide receivers to be out there running around and you just short arming the ball took me all night.
Right.
Didn't he throw the ball 40 something times?
He must have, right?
Right.
Because he ended up with like 260 or 270 yards of passing.
Or like 15 completions.
Yes. Herb, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
All right. Okay.
Oh, boy.
I got 2 things to say, and I'm off. Okay? A lot of guys talking
37 times. 14 to 37.
All right. Phillies, Schwarber. 6 years, 190, 175 guaranteed. 6-year deal.
What's all guaranteed?
Man here with... Mr. Harper for 6 more years. They play both of them play together. Eagles, I'm going to give you the score.
All right.
Eagles 44. All right. Dallas 33.
Wow.
Okay.
Against this D?
Eagles 44. We win by 11 away. Okay. I'll see you next Monday night.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. In and out.
Especially if you're going to have takes like that one.
Yeah, big stuff.
Yeah. In and out.
Not used to that from Herb.
No. But you think he's
like
okay?
It's almost like somebody got to him.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
You get there with Jack? No, of course
no,
not.
No shot.
Yeah.
No, he lets him run wild.
Yep.
Don't care.
God forbid.
No, me?
Yeah.
I don't do tough conversations.
No.
I don't.
On the receiving end of them. Occasionally on the receiving end
of tough conversations?
Yeah.
Yeah. But even those, not a fan of.
No, you hate
them. Definitely not a fan of them.
No, you are confrontation averse, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't like confrontation.
I try to do things to not get in confrontations.
You do things that would get you into a confrontation.
Yes, a lot of confrontation.
You're just not really up for the confrontation.
I have a back door.
Oh, there we go again.
Yeah.
This whole segment.
Yep.
All right. Well, normally Tuesdays we have Buzz at 5:30 for fantasy. No Buzz?
No, he's got his big TV debut, so he couldn't make it here today for that.
Hold on.
He's not doing more TV.
No, he's not.
I was about to say.
He's just big timing us, I think, is the main message.
Really?
Tomorrow night he's here producing ESPN. So.
Okay.
Wow.
On TV, we'll talk to him about this. Thank God I had the 83-inch TV, because I don't know how else you would fit Buzz's forehead.
Very nice.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last friend. And will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A lot of cell phones out for 5:30 Creed yesterday at Chickie's.
Yeah, man. Listen, sweeping the nation,
it
at least the Delaware Valley.
It is. It is. It is.
Which often brings me to.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if we're ever going to get out of doing this song.
No, no, no. It's too popular now. It's too popular. I looked over. You met my friend, Brian and Denise. Brian was my guitar teacher years ago, been in bands, can sing, all that. And I looked over, and he has the cell phone out.
Yeah.
And I just think to myself, dude, you know me. What what is the, you've played on big stages? Yeah. Well, I'm a chickie singing 20 Seconds of Creed. Relax.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal, yep. Man, to a lot of people.
Yep.
I didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah, they love it. Well, people are, I always turn it up at 5:30.
Yeah.
That's quite an honor, considering they could put on that song whenever they want. You know, and
point.
It's at 5:30 with us.
So. That's the magic of music on the radio, though.
It sure is. It does.
Now, real quick, now Rio's texted me.
Yes.
Said his son can't stop singing the Blue Chew jingle, which I don't know is the best thing.
Which one? The one today?
The R&B one.
The one today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a different one.
Yep.
Yep.
This segment is sponsored by NJM Insurance. So Sixers play last night, go to 8-5 with a 2-point win over the Los Angeles Clippers, who are now 4-10. Congratulations to Quentin Grimes, who got away with one on that final Harden shot. He did foul him. Grimes laughed afterwards. He said, I might have touched him, might have not. Didn't get called.
So. Ala didn't see it.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Oh, well, of course not.
Play on.
Yeah, well, the video, slow motion, whacks the elbow. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, partner.
Yeah. I love Ala. Like, you don't have to treat me like I'm an idiot, man.
Yeah.
You can say
you
what
can
you
go
see.
Ahead and say we got away with one.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay, man. Don't worry. They're not going to run you out of the building.
Right.
Oh, we all get it.
Yes.
So good.
Paul George.
And Kate, by the way, Kate didn't give us any last night. I was listening.
You're listening for
one? Come on, Kate. Kate, we're monitoring the Kate Scott calls.
Yep, yeah.
And I was with 3J from VJ.
Yeah,
Bona's been out for a couple games, so we haven't had a damn
apples.
Maxi had a couple big threes last night. Thought there might be an opportunity.
Nothing.
But nothing.
Paul George returns. Looked fine.
First shot went in.
Yeah, hit a three, then got fouled on a three-pointer right away.
Yeah.
Physically, he looks fine. He's moving around fine. So it's good to have him on the floor, I think, as annoying as his existence has been. It's pretty annoying, you know?
At least we don't see him very much.
Yeah, no. Maxi with 39. They're going to have to... The McCain thing is going to be tough for them because he needs to play, but he is clearly not there yet physically. And I almost feel like every time Nurse puts him in, he doesn't want to put him in anymore because he wants to win the game. And every single Sixers game, we talk about low margin forever for the Eagles. Every Sixers game comes down to the last
tight,
30 seconds of the game. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if more G League is going to be good for him because he's got to play basketball. The only way he's going to get back into it is if he's playing basketball. And he's just, now that they're winning games, they can't just... It's a different situation if they don't care how many games they win this year. You throw McCain in there for 20 minutes, you let him play, whatever, but they're not doing that right now. And Drummond has been good over the last few games, hitting that corner three.
Oh, the corner three.
Oh, boy, Drummond.
Keep hitting. Keep taking him, big fella.
Yeah.
He's confident, looks pretty, never hits the rim.
And he doesn't mind shooting it. He'll shoot it.
Yes. The only time I don't need him shooting it, Drummond.
It's late in games.
I don't mind late in games if it's in the corner.
Right.
He takes one. He's at the top of the key. Jared McCain standing next to him like this, wide open.
Nah.
Yeah. And Drummond, I don't need Drummond at the top of the key. Yep. Corner. Corner, corner, corner.
The shortest distance.
Yeah,
yes, get to the corner.
Wide open, not with 12 seconds left on the clock. Corner.
Don't need you dribbling.
No.
I need you to try to create space. Yeah, just shoot it.
Corner. And I think it was today Joel Embiid practiced fully, so my guess is he will play. Well, my guess is he'll play Wednesday.
The injury report says he's doubtful.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
Yeah, just came out.
Mm.
Yeah, so he's doubtful tomorrow. Paul George already ruled out, and Kelly Oubre already ruled out.
Oh, so they're going to – George and Embiid will play – I wonder if they play Thursday to play them together.
Back-to-back?
Yeah, because they play Wednesday, Thursday.
Nice.
All right. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. I wanted to get the final check in on the cartoon Mount Rushmore here, as if we're doing the show in the middle of June. Is SpongeBob the Mount Rushmore of cartoon characters? 50.7% say no.
No. I got another one to throw out, though.
Yeah?
It may or may not get an answer, but it's 5:30, so who cares?
Yep.
One of my favorite Transformers?
Oh, Optimus Prime.
Come on, man. Optimus Prime.
Now, were you...
Bumblebee.
Were you a GoBots guy, too, or just Transformers?
That was a knockoff.
Yes.
That was the knockoff.
Yes.
The GoBots, yeah.
Now, did you watch the first Transformers movie?
The cartoon one?
No, the real one.
No. Yeah, with Megan Fox.
Yeah.
The cartoon one's the real one, though. The cartoon movie from when we were kids... Mm-hmm. Actually, I think Smoke, who just got married, that dude watched that Transformer cartoon movie 600 times. You got to watch the cartoon one. I never watched the real life one with Megan Fox.
Both of them.
Yeah.
There's two of them, right?
Well.
You're talking about Megan Fox or the movie?
No, it's two Transformers.
Yeah, there is two.
That's what I thought.
But the original one.
No, I think it went to another one, a sequel, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Transformers 2, I believe.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg in one of the sequels?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know who. No, what's that guy? What's the kid?
Here we go. Yep. All right, hold on. Let me just look it up now. Get it out of the way.
I can't think of his name. I got the picture. I got his face. Well,
the first one's Shia LaBeouf.
That's who I'm thinking. Okay. Shia, that's what I was thinking.
Shia LaBeouf. He had a good run in the early 2000s.
Wasn't Marky Mark in any of them?
I don't think Marky Mark was in any of them, to be frank with you.
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
Causing more trouble,
causing
OG?
Causing problems, OG.
Yeah,
I heard. Yeah, causing problems.
Y'all know I'm uncontroversial, you know? But you can't cause trouble when someone hangs up on you and don't give you a chance to cause trouble.
Wow. Mark Wahlberg was in Transformers Age of Extinction, came out in 2014.
Ah, that's like the fourth one.
There you go. Well,
I only seen the first two.
Mm-hmm.
But, Spike, I had a little thing with you. You and Elliot was doing your little nerd thing about these numbers, right?
I don't know.
And
it was 3 hours ago.
Points per game and all that crap.
Okay.
Do you realize that the Eagles does not specialize in trying to be the top scoring team in the NFL?
Oh, my God.
That they actually run the ball, keep the clock running, and everything. So
yes. Yeah, they don't want to score points. They paid.
You should probably.
They want to win by at least as possible.
They paid one wide receiver $30 million, the other wide receiver $30 million, the tight end $12 million, the quarterback $50 million, and what they don't want to do is score points.
Are you done, guy?
Okay. Can I just explain something here? The way that the calls go is you say something, then I say something, then you say something, then I say something. I think maybe in previous iterations of this show that we allowed that the people did a whole 3-minute stand-up routine and then we just move on to the next one. That's not the way it works. So you said that they don't want to score points. And my retort to that is if they didn't want to score points, they wouldn't have spent so much money on skill players. Now your turn.
Okay. So my point is this here. Is that when with the Nick Sirianni era of this football team, the way we win is that we get the lead and we hold on to it. And when the game is getting tight or whatever in the fourth quarter, we run the ball and we actually use the clock up. Okay, that's how the Eagles, they don't go trying to score as many points. So you can say, 27 points a game. That's not how the Eagles play their game and win. They win because they eat the clock up. I don't know why you guys don't understand the game like that.
So they have the highest amount of three and outs in football in 12 years.
So let me ask you this. In terms of time of possession, where do you think the Eagles rank in the NFL right now? Do you think they're top five? Here's the point. It's not a number. What you did was you said the Eagles' objective is to eat the clock. So I asked you if their objective is not to score points, if it's to eat the clock, if it's not points, okay, I concede. Where do you think they rank in terms of time of possession in the NFL right now? Are they top three?
I don't know, Spike.
Are they top five? Are they top seven? Are they top 10?
Get in the league and win the game. They don't sit there and just try to run up the score.
They are 12th. They are 12th in terms of time of possession, OG. And that is 4 seconds a game ahead of the New York Giants.
Right.
Who suck.
Do you think they're a good offense? Do you think they're a good offense?
Yes, I do.
Right. At what?
Yes. They're 8-2.
That's not their offense.
That's not the offense.
So they're 14th in the league in points per game. They're 25th in yards. They're 12th in time of possession. They're 28th in passing, and they're 17th in rushing. If they're a good offense, do you see what I'm saying? You said the objective is to have time of possession, and they don't do that well.
Their objective is to win the game.
Okay.
Mike.
All right. I can't do this all day. I can't. Let's talk. I just can't.
You got whacked twice in 1 week.
Well, their objective is to win the game.
We just started.
That's every team's objective is to win the game. The question is, how are they going to win the game? So if you're going to call up and you're going to say, okay, they don't want to score points, which is insane, but it's stupid and crazy and all those things. If you want to see the objective isn't to score points, is to eat the clock. And I tell you, they are 12th in the NFL in eating the clock, mm-hmm. which is almost smack dab in the middle, mm-hmm. right around the Giants, the Panthers. And here's Indianapolis, who has the same time of possession, but they're scoring like 35 points a game. You see what I'm saying?
They got way more explosive plays.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor's basically turned into Saquon Barkley.
And who's number two in time of possession? Okay. Here's number one and two. Are the Chargers, Jack's quarterback, the Buffalo Bills, and then the Houston Texans, who stink.
They can't score.
Yeah. So, all right. National Appliance Warehouse doesn't stink. They are the best.
Yeah. No questions about if they have, a good thing going down there at National Appliance Warehouse.
And they're not going to, they don't want time of possession there. If you want to get in and out, pick out your appliances, get out of there, that's what they're going to do.
There's no leaks coming out of National Appliance Warehouse.
No.
Everything's great at National Appliance Warehouse. Why? Because the Black Friday mega sale is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. You've heard me and Spike talking a lot about National Appliance Warehouse, and even thinking as you're sitting in your sad kitchen, listen, I got to upgrade my appliances. Why not go to National Appliance Warehouse? Because right now, you can save up to 40% on over 100 brands. That includes Whirlpool, LG, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, whatever appliance you could possibly need, National Appliance Warehouse has for you in their 15,000 square foot showroom. So you're already saving a lot.
Yep.
That's in Delaware. Also, yep. Price Assure. Also, the Black Friday mega sale. You're getting the right appliance, but on top of all of that, an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. They do installation, delivery, the whole nine yards at National Appliance Warehouse. So don't wait. The Black Friday mega sale underway right now. They're not waiting until Black Friday. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
OG Wade is so past his prime right now. So past his prime. He doesn't even study. He doesn't even come with information or facts or any of that.
No, it's more or less he listens and then he waits till he feels like he hears something he wants to combat.
Yes.
Well, it's like you don't have to defend everything.
I agree.
The offense has not been good this year. It's okay. I mean, it doesn't mean you hate the team, hate the quarterback, whatever. No. It's just be honest.
We all agree. Good head coach. We all agree. Good quarterback. Yeah, we all agree. Talented players everywhere. That is part of the consternation now. Yeah. If they would tell you the offense isn't.
Yeah, they are telling us.
Well, yes.
Yeah. I give them credit. They aren't saying, "Oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about."
Yeah, well, our objective is to score one more point than the other team. Caleb in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, I just want to start my call by saying Jalen Hurts deserves some criticism. I don't want to get hung up on for the point I want to make.
No, would never.
On this show?
No. I've hung up on one person today, no, and that was the person you just heard.
I got two things I want to speak on. I want to speak on the D-Gun thing, but first, as the self-proclaimed vice president of the Reckless Speculation Club.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
I want to throw something out there, man. So, I think we got a Kevin Petullo problem, right? And it's not just because of, just Hurts. I went back and I listened to the A.J. Brown interview the other day, and one of the things that stuck out to me was he said, you know, we got to do a better job at scheming me open and putting me in position. So as far as I'm concerned that I know of, it's not Jalen Hurts' job to scheme him open. That comes down to play calling. And then a lot of people had an issue with the way Hurts had answered his question the other day about whether or not, you know, when he said that's a question for KP.
Yeah.
I think he'd just be trying not to cause issues, because if he would have came out and said, yeah, you know, Kevin Petula told me to throw him the ball, and then we see what KP said today, he kind of, you know, took a little jab at Hurts where he was like, you know, the ball finally made its way to him. So it's like I think it's some tension there, you know, seeing him on the sideline always going back and forth. But I think if a lot of people remove the issue that we know is there between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, and you just go back and listen to the interview different, I think A.J. was kind of hinting that it was more play calling than it was the quarterback not getting him the ball, you know, because like he's been trying to take up for Jalen Hurts in a way in his last couple interviews, but it just we're so stuck on the beef that they have. Anytime either one of them say something, we just assume it's about one another.
Yeah, I think from an AJ perspective, he's probably earned that. And as far as the scheme in a moment thing, I think the way it was I think he got asked that question. I don't think he brought it up. But also, like, I don't know, man. I Devontae's Devontae's having a good year. I just don't think it's rocket science. And I think we got caught up in this a lot in 23. It was all Elliot brings this up a lot, and I think he's right. You know, we all got caught in pre-snap motion. Like, that was what they needed. They needed motion here, motion. And it seems like when Jalen has been successful and when Nick has been successful, they're not doing anything particularly complicated, you know? So, you know, I truly believe it all just comes back to the running game and the fact that when they're able to run the ball, it makes everything easier on the team, and they haven't been able to do it. And, Caleb, I don't know if we'll disagree on that. I just don't think Jalen is a guy who's going to throw you to points often as a primary thing. He can do it occasionally, you know, when everything's working right. But this team has always been a run first team. No, Saquon or no Saquon, Miles Sanders run first team.
No, absolutely.
DeAndre Swift.
I've only said it because when you see him have done it sometimes. Like, and again, I was a Wentz guy, so I wasn't a fan of Hurts when he first got here. I'll just put that out there. But let me jump on the D Gun thing. I want to say,
sure.
I think everybody got love and respect for D Gun, and we all heard the saying of, you know, I mean, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Mm-hmm. And some cases, it's not how you say it, it's when you say it. My question is, how coincidentally is it that, you know, he got that report during that game where, you know, Hurts had a bad performance? Like, how long did you have this information? And if, you know, did you have it at the end of the Vikings game? Would you have said it? You know, I mean, it's more so.
No,
like,
that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Not questioning about, you know, who said it and if it's the truth or not, because, I mean, anybody with eyes can see the report was true. And the reason why I don't worry about it, anytime we come out and say anything about Hurts, he usually, that next game, the things we said he couldn't do, somehow he's out there doing it. So we said he couldn't be under center. He come out, said he likes being under center. We talk about passing over the middle. You know, we had them big games from Goddard where he was dumping the ball over the middle. So he's not perfect, and I don't think he is. And nor would I compare him to, you know, Josh Allen and those type quarterbacks. He has his flaws, but he's good at what he's good at. And I think when you have a play caller that can put him in a situation to maximize the things that he's good at and minimize his flaws, I think that's where I think KP's a little in over his head. And I don't want to attack KP, but like I said, that's the only thing on the D-Gun thing. It's like, when did you receive this information? If Jalen Hurts came out and had a great game last game, would you have spoke it? And even if you did, it wouldn't have had the same effect, because it's like, all right, well, he just performed good. So with nobody, it wouldn't hold as much weight. But I'm not worried about it. I think Hurts is going to come out and just do what he normally do. Anytime we say he can't do something, he literally comes out the next game and do exactly what we said we had an issue with. So I think we're going to be good, man. And Dak is in for it next week, because I know Jalen Carter can't wait to get to him. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully somebody put a muzzle on him. We don't get the, you know, the splats out. But
I almost forgot about that. Yeah.
So he's going to get to that boy. So I think it's going to be a good game, man. So I just wanted to leave you all with that, man.
All right. Thank you, Caleb. Appreciate it. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line. text line, text line.
I personally had no problem with Peyton Manning doing all those commercials. Donovan listening while eating Campbell's Chunky Soup.
That's one commercial. Yeah, Bob had. Yeah, yes.
It was a notable one.
It was. Well, I think was.
His mom wasn't in that too.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
By the way, have you guys seen the AJ Brown commercial yet?
No.
I think I have.
Yeah, he's got a commercial now. Yeah.
Really? For what?
I forget. Think an insurance company?
Something. I know I saw it.
It is him talking about how he's always open.
Of course, yeah.
No one brought up 135th in separation, but, you know, whatever.
I think it improved.
Yeah, I don't think it did. I don't think it did.
What's next?
These complaints and problems should be aired out in private meetings, not in public. The guy who disclosed his boss's email address on live radio because he wasn't sent to training camp.
We weren't sent to training camp. We. It was a team thing.
Right.
Right. It's a team thing.
We. And then we got no by the way training camp on the last day.
Right.
What's next?
I always love Tuesdays with Elliot. There's nothing like hearing him break down my scoops. Derek Gunn.
Eagles inside of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little Iverson over Tyronn Lue situation.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the rankings
tomorrow.
How about
Tyronn Lue still gets asked about that?
Poor guy.
Yeah,
poor guy.
He never escaped. I thought he had a great answer.
What did he say?
He said that series, like if Toronto had to beat Philly,
yeah,
he said he probably wouldn't have played in the finals because Toronto's guards were too big. So he got to play because Phil Jackson was trying to use a matchup thing, and he was quick enough to supposedly stay with AI.
And you know what? He's got a ring.
He does have a ring.
Yep.
He
does. What's next?
I'll start with the French fry appetizer, and for my entree, I'll take the French fries. Spike, regardless of the restaurant Elliot picks out.
Probably.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Well, they probably got some good spots out in Santa Clara.
Oh, 100%.
That will be a far friendlier, if we end up going there, that will be a far friendlier vegan place, the Bay Area, than New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although we're not letting him pick out a restaurant.
No. I have plenty of friends in the Bay Area. I will pick it out.
There's so many friends. I've been everywhere.
What's that?
You're going to need to start your day with this plunger. Ike making his butler Spike deal with the plumbing again.
What do they have to do? They have to average 30 points over the last 7 games.
Yeah.
They got to be your butler for a month.
As long as I don't have to do anything, if they don't average 30 points, I'm okay.
Yes. What's next?
Jack doesn't even bother to listen to the show while the topic is not the Phillies. Also, Jack learns how to speak Japanese because the Phillies are interested in a prospect. Alex in Lancaster.
That's true. It's
That's
so
a
true.
Good point.
You damn sure locked in on that name.
Yeah, he's like, did you say Dalco? Yeah, 4 seconds ago. Marcoso Markamaki. A guy's nailing it.
Yeah, listen.
Do we have Fritz at 6 coming up?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, you're the opening act for TK tonight.
Yeah.
So what do you have going on Fritz at 6?
I think are these reports a big deal?
Okay.
Yeah.
And you say?
Of course they're a big deal.
Okay. All right.
Guys are trying to jump off the Titanic early. Why? I don't get it.
It's a good question.
Well, if it's the Titanic, there's a good excuse for jumping off of it early.
That's my concern.
That's a good point for you.
Oh, yes. All right. Fritz at 6 is next. Then TK will take you through the evening. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.